I will inherit the moon, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. That out of the way, good evening and welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast. I am your host and the general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. If you haven't done so already, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On there, you will find that we have a donate button and a store. 100% of all purchases and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, click that donate button or purchase something from our store. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe, Telegram, Twitter. Check us out. Become a member. Heck, even become an officer. We're looking to build a sector throughout all 50 states. Just reach out to myself or one of my officers, and we'll be glad to welcome you aboard. Tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we do enjoy it when you call in. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone? We're also live right here on Blog Talk in our chat room. So by all means, reach out, share your thoughts and opinions. They're always welcome. Good, bad, or otherwise. So, tonight, for the current events, Bidenomics, which is a joke in my opinion, indictments, and all the so-called investigations, and all the trials that they're holding, when does it end? When does somebody become accountable? And that's where you come in. Yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts, your opinions, and what you're feeling about how bad this country is getting deeper and deeper into the ground due to this administration. So come on, folks, call in, log in, share your thoughts and opinions. While I'm waiting, allow me to introduce and welcome my sidekick, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
It still never gets old.
Not as old as you.
You're older.
No, I'm younger.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm younger.
Yeah, whatever. You're 50 years older than me.
Yeah, right. But how's things up there in Wisconsin?
I've been busy, so I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean, Dopey. That's good.
Yeah, that is very good. It's been a week since I put Ralph down. And
yeah.
I told Rick that once he's gone, you got to keep me busy. And he's been keeping me busy. Holy shit. So.
And not just for talking between you and I, but this goes out to anybody listening. If you ever get a chance, check into it at your sheriff's office or any of your local PDs and look for, you know, anything to do with your community. I enrolled in a program, a 12-week program, which is exciting. You get to go on ride-alongs. You even get a chance to be on they're on patrol live. And in my instance, our county sheriff's office does their own show. So be sure to check it out. Very interesting. It puts you through a mini boot camp. And it's well worth it because you find out so much more information that you wouldn't normally get outside of this class. So check into it. I know, I believe a lot of other states call it a different thing, but ours was, you know, community, getting to know the community and sheriff's office and community comes together. I'm really looking forward to these next 11 weeks. I started Tuesday night. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, because they got, you know, different steps all set up. Yeah, I got the whole course, you know, on paper of what we're going to be doing. And it's just, to me, it's interesting. And plus, like I said, it gives you the chance to know the officers that run in your county, in your residential area, because ours is split up by 7 different areas.
Yeah.
So, and you got, and I mean, it's a really good program. You learn a lot. You're privy to a lot more information. So I'll explain more as time goes on of what each class does that I'm allowed to put out, of course.
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd just make a mention to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, just like we've been talking for months and years, this is really becoming a rabbit hole with this government.
Oh.
They have so much against this administration, facts, and yet they're dragging their feet on it. And I, you know, it's just pissing me off more and more. And, you know, you don't have, and it's true, too. I mean, it might be a bunch of BS, but reach out to your Congress, reach out to your senators, anybody that runs your state especially, and let them know, you know, your feelings on what's going on, and whether they take it or not, at least it's out there. That's the way I'm starting to feel about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I see it spread all over social media. I know we can't trust the fake news and all that, but I've been seeing a lot that, you know, everybody's all saying the same thing. Well, if you got the proof, start handing down indictments.
Yeah, no shit.
But no, they want to screw around and go after Trump when they know that's a dead end.
I know, it's just a smoke screen again, once again.
Yeah, it's like I had a laugh, you know. Now, we talk on this show about all the different variants of this freaking COVID. My state just came out today saying that, oh, there's COVID just up again with a new strain.
Isn't that the one that they're supposedly calling the disease X, or is that a different one?
I think it's a different one. I haven't caught the name of it yet. I just have to laugh every time because it's a smoke screen.
Yeah.
And the way a lot of people put it, look at this new shiny object over here so you forget about what's really going on.
I know. And it's been pretty hush-hush about the cocaine and all the money transactions between China and Biden. I was just reading that thing about that. Where did it go?
That's a perfect example. Because you got the Democrats that are still lying for Biden, that are trying to put out fake misinformation saying that Comer and them really don't have nothing on the Biden family. When it's BS.
Oh, whatever.
Black and white from a bank doesn't lie.
Uh-huh.
Bank records
yep.
do not lie.
More of our food is getting hit, too, I see. Hog farms in Missouri are getting shut down. Where's that article?
Oh, yeah, they're making it so that the normal, everyday, generational farmer cannot afford to feed his crops or feed his animals so that they close down or sell
yeah.
to the government.
Here, horrific cruelty to pigs exposed in report.
It's just unbelievable at what they're doing to this country. And people are still staying silent about it. Or they're swinging with the Democrats, backing them up.
Found it. It says House Oversight Committee releases bank memos alleging Biden family received $20 million from foreign sources. I'm sure it's way more than $20 million, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were saying they still have records they have to look over because of the fact that they so far the last count I heard was close to 30 million.
Yeah, and he's doing it kind of sneaky because it says the committee alleged that on 4/22/14 must be 4/14/22, I'm guessing. Kaz Hastansi Oligarch Keynes Rakachev wired the exact price of Biden's sports car to a bank account used by Archer and Biden. The next day, a payment was made to purchase the sports car.
The Porsche.
Yep.
So that's what
and
I'm saying. You know, they, just like they've always said for many, many years that, you know, you have a paper trail. Well, now
yeah.
it's not just paper trail. You've got a digital footprint. But I just can't believe, you know, like I said, I'm pissed at both sides.
Right. Republicans
because the only ones that are hurting
people and Democrats from tearing this country down.
Yeah, well, it's not just the Democrats. There's a couple of rhinos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying
but,
the so-called Republicans should be stepping up and taking care of shit. But they're cowards.
Well, it's that and they're getting paid off. And just like I said last week, it's that and they're afraid of their skeletons being brought out of the closet.
Yeah, I was just talking to a gal from Florida, and DeSantis been bought and paid for because now Florida is starting to do stuff that they normally wouldn't do approve of, and I can't remember exactly what it was now because it was a few weeks ago. But
right.
yeah.
Well, their governor just fired that DA.
Oh, really?
Because she was, because she was a Soros-backed DA.
Huh.
Yeah, he brought in some judge. To replace her.
Here we go with the Obamacare. Plans that the rates are going to hike up again.
Of course, they again. You know, that's where they get their money from.
Yep.
And you know, and I really agree that it's true that they take money from different things because otherwise, how do you go in being an okay politician, you know, making an okay, a comfortable living to becoming a millionaire.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, you with both of these sides right now, with all the new fresh blood they got in there, you can tell which ones are backing off. Because you ain't heard from Dan Crenshaw.
No.
And a lot of other ones, you know, they kind of just, they came out shooting and wound up dying out.
Right. So what does this mean? It says special counsel wants Trump election subversion case to begin on January 2nd, 2024.
It all has to do with, you know, they want to screw up the 2024 elections.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought.
I mean, you know, and, you know, a lot of people don't like Trump. I mean, like I said before and like I've always said, as a person, I don't like him. As a president, he does wonders for the country.
Yeah.
What they're doing to him is wrong. And had the tables been turned, I'd still say it was wrong too. This administration, from the top down, is corrupt.
Uh-huh.
And is a major national security risk.
Yeah.
Anybody with half a brain, I don't care who you like, who you voted for, who you root on, anybody with half a brain notices this. And why they don't do something about it, it just boggles my mind. Because, again, all of this doesn't affect them. It affects the everyday American just like us. Is the only ones that get screwed over and feel the impact of everything that they decide for us.
Right.
And it's not right. It is not right.
No.
And, you know, I feel I don't agree with what the guy in Utah with threats. You don't make threats. That's one thing you do not do.
Yeah.
The way they went into his house and shot him, I think that should be investigated to the fullest.
Oh, the guy that made the threats to kill the president?
Yep. I mean, you got to take every threat serious. I get that. It's been drummed into my head during my military service. But in the same token, I just feel something wasn't right about that raid.
Yeah.
The way they went about it. And the same, too, because the one that's suffering right now is his son. His son is apparently deaf and blind, and he was his caretaker.
Oh, no.
But again, you can't believe everything you read.
Right. Nope, that's for sure.
And it cracks me up that, you know, a lot of these news stations go after each other, but they're not reporting what's actually going on. You got to find it out from an independent witness.
Yeah.
You gotta find it out from somebody that's actually on the scene when it happens and the whole time they're there. That's the only truth you're going to get. And even then, you can't believe some of the words they say because it won't match up to the story. But at least you can pick and choose and get half a truth.
Right. Now, here's a flip there. Pelosi reemerges as top Trump adversary.
One of Trump's adversaries?
Yeah.
They're really trying to find something on him. Because what they got right now... They don't have shit on him. He gets he gets out of everything because it's everything that the Democrats are doing is what they're blaming Trump for doing.
Right. Yep.
And all they keep doing is running into a dead end when it comes to Trump, and they don't know what to do. But I do agree, he has no chance if they don't take the indictment out of D.C. if they go to charge him.
Yeah.
DeSantis
is trying to make it so that if you're indicted, you can't run for president.
Yes, you can.
Well, DeSantis is trying to get a law that you can't.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that's all their playbook is. Go after Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, here's that article on killing that Utah man.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I think there's something fishy with that story.
Yeah, he was 75 years old.
And plus couldn't walk without a cane. And he was over 200 to 300 pounds. Who knows? You know, I've been trying to figure it out all day. I didn't drive myself crazy about it. But another thought that popped in my head was suicide by cop.
Yeah. Oh, here.
Because again,
he says, "Hey FBI,
you still
monitoring the social media, checking so I can be sure to have a loaded gun handy in case you drop by again."
Right. And so it just cracks me up because if he was that persistent, you would have heard more than one shot.
Right.
Because the only shot that was fired was the shot that took him out.
Right.
And again, was it the FBI, you know, the SWAT team that did it? Or was it his gun?
It says CBS News reported it was told by law enforcement that the man had engaged FBI agents in a gunfight when they attempted to serve a warrant. A neighbor told the Deseret News that he witnessed several unmarked vehicles block the street early on Wednesday and heard agents shout, "Craig Robinson, please come out with your hands up," before flash grenades were heard. The neighbor, Cooper Robinson, said that he then heard shouting and some yelling. I couldn't pick out what they were saying, but at some point I did hear five shots fired.
Now, see, the video I watched, you heard them yell, you heard a crash because they went through his front window, and you heard one shot, and that was it.
It says, questions are being asked if the FBI's response was unduly harsh. The FBI just came and shot an elderly man from my ward. Travis Clark told the paper, you know, a guy who's nearly 80 years old, 300 pounds, and could barely get around with a cane. Despite his anti-government rhetoric, Robertson was described as a teddy bear in the church congregation who was immobilized that he'd drive 200 yards to church. He was also known as a talented carpenter. He built intricate coffee tables and rocking chairs. Despite being known as a gun collector, he was not thought to carry at all times. If he carried, we never knew about it. Clark said to the Deseret News, we all knew he had guns, that he collected guns, but I mean, it's Utah.
Yes, he, like I said, that. Just the whole story sounds fishy.
Yeah. The guy says, I just can't believe this man warranted that kind of response. Friends at the Federal Bureau of Idiots, I know you're reading this and you have no idea how close your agents came to Bain. He claimed, the FBI tried to interfere with my free speech right in my driveway. My 45 ACP was ready to smoke them. But that may have been bluster, implied Robinson, who said Robertson was a big storyteller who liked attention of big stories.
See, and like I said earlier, you know, that's what leads me to believe that maybe he had, you know, and we'll never know. But maybe he, you know, found out that he had something, you know, some type of disease that's going to kill him. And instead of killing himself, he figured, you know, die by death by cop.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm just speculating. I don't know. That's just my opinion. But the whole story just sounds fishy.
Yeah, because it also says, I'm just hoping that the FBI has some more evidence besides Facebook posts to want to raid his house like they did.
And it just cracks you up that they went out of their way to do that. But what about all these school shootings that they had the information that the person was going to go do it before it happened, and they didn't do nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
And then they wait until after everything dies down, and we were skimming through his Facebook and his social media, and we found him posting with, you know, having guns on him. Yeah, well, if you would have been doing your freaking job and checking out these people, especially the youngers, Pages, instead of worrying about going after Trump and all the and any conservatives, start looking into the backgrounds of these people that are getting these guns.
Yeah, no shit. Is it the criminals are the ones that are doing most of the bullshit? Law-abiding citizens are the ones that are targeted.
Well, you know, their whole philosophy on it is gun control. They've said that before they even ran in this last election. That's something I've known for years, that they've always tried to screw with the Second Amendment. It just is getting to a point where anything that happens, I don't care if you kill somebody with a freaking knife, they're attacking guns.
Yep.
They don't want to report on, oh, well, you know, so-and-so choked out a man and killed him. No. They want to blame it on the gun.
Yep.
Every murder wants to be blamed on a gun. And the ones that they do find that actually are using the guns are unlawful citizens.
Yep.
Where they're beefing their numbers up. I just can't see how so many so-called patriots out there sit on the sidelines watching everything and don't speak out. In the right way. And see, they want to make it so that Trump doesn't get elected again, because they know what's going to come. He's going to wipe out all of D.C. He started it on his first tour.
Yeah.
But if he gets a second chance to get into office, man, you're going to see a lot.
I can't do another 4 years of this shit.
I can't even handle another two.
I know.
Hey, again, you know, with both sides, I don't see how you can not be fearful of them messing with our food. But then again, you're a politician, you're a millionaire, so you can buy real beef, real chicken, raise your own damn shit,
Yeah, they're not going to let that fly. Just like that lady that was trying to have chickens down the road from Mike's place. I don't know how many she had. She had like a dozen. And the CDC or whoever, health inspector or whatever, came in and took one of the chickens and said it had bird flu, and she made her put them all down. They killed them all.
Yeah, see, that ain't right.
No, it's not.
I'd be suing somebody.
In their food so they don't lay eggs?
Exactly. So you got to buy their Petri dish fake-ass meat. And see, that's what cracks me up, because honestly, DeSantis is the only governor that actually said, you know, don't come down here trying to mess with our food. You don't hear no other governors talking about that.
No.
And he was the only governor that stuck up and said, no other country will come in and buy our farmlands.
And they're doing it.
Not in Florida.
Oh, they're not?
Apparently not.
Oh, here's the new COVID variant name. It's Eris, E-R-I-S.
Trying to say down here that they've got a lot of people that just got hospitalized. And it's just awful funny. Look how much they're trying to push that RSV vaccination too.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, what is it? Well, my little great niece just got over that hand, foot, and mouth.
Oh, yep.
What's the other thing that popped up in Florida? Was it leprosy?
Yes.
One of them diseases. Well, there is only one way that shit came in. That's from the friggin' illegals.
Mm-hmm.
And I crack up when they, you know, this administration is not cracking down on the border and leaving it open, and Abbott decides to put those floating barriers in. Now all of a sudden they want to sue him, and they want to charge him. Because they claim it's inhumane. Bullshit. If you're not taking care of my border, I'm going to do it. That's the way I
right,
feel.
Right, exactly.
Too.
And, of course, they have a new coronavirus booster could soon protect against Eris.
Yeah. Ain't that funny, too? What just happened a couple weeks ago, Pfizer... manufacturer down here in North Carolina, their building exploded.
I heard about that one, actually.
Yep. What's that tell you?
Yep.
Because they're on the hook. Somebody found a loophole in how to sue them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people are jumping on that train. I heard that. I was like, that doesn't surprise me. Then you had the plastics facility in Texas, I think it was, that just exploded too.
Yeah.
DeSantis
hopes other Republicans attack him at first debate.
But that's what they need to do, though. They need to revamp the DOJ, FBI, DEA, all the federal, Homeland Security, all of them. Get them out of there and put new people in charge. Because all they are is his personal security force.
Yeah.
Anything that the Democrats do is covered. Anything Republicans do and conservatives is not covered.
Right.
We need to wake the hell up. Did you see that country singer? I forget his name. 59 years old, just re-enlisted in the Army.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I don't.
With the way they're screwing with the military, they can't get nobody to join.
No, uh-uh. Oh.
And it's just like they, you know, when Biden was down here the one time and he was, you know, where they just built the manufacturing company for making the electric buses, that facility, and him saying, oh, we're all for it and we'll back you up. They just claimed bankruptcy.
Well, surprise, surprise there.
And guess what? I forget what lady it is, but one of his members on his cabinet pulled her stocks or sold her stocks the day before that happened.
Huh. Coinkadink or what?
Yeah, another insider trading idea that they'll never be held accountable for.
Yeah, I was just, when we were talking about the COVID thing, I was just thinking, God, Fauci's been missing again, but now here he is. Watchdog group reveals Fauci and NIH scientists personally collecting royalty payments from taxpayer-funded inventions.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen that Rand Paul is going after him with double barrels?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. He's wanting him charged for all his bullshit lies. He falls underneath the Biden family, crime family that, you know, protects their own.
Above their law. I was just reading comments on that one post about Trump and people saying, lifetime of crime, he needs to be put in jail. And, like, where are they getting this stuff? Not
from
Trump's family that's the criminals, it's Biden's.
Yeah, it's the Democratic trolls that go on those sites that try to cause a commotion.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people that I trust have said, you know, Trump said this the whole time that he ran the country, that they are coming after him. And it's true. I mean, basically what he said, what he's been saying is, you know, they're coming after you, but I'm in the way.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah, and which brings me to this one here, that the Biden transition official caught on camera saying border crisis is boom for business.
Yeah.
The Joe Biden's transition team was caught on video bragging about how he used the border crisis to help unqualified organizations secure billions of dollars in non-compete federal contracts to detain immigrant children and adults. Been a boom for my business, said Andrew Lorenzen Strait during one of the several recorded conversations with Project Veritas, a conservative nonprofit. Huh?
Veritas, yeah.
Yeah. Lorenzen Strait was a child welfare attorney who once oversaw detention at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement before taking top slots on Biden's Department of Homeland Security and Department of Health and Human Services transition teams. Lorenzen Strait pivoted from his transition team gigs to brokering deals for immigrant shelters the day Biden took office in 2021, right as the White House overhauled border policy and consequently saw the highest number of unaccompanied children come across to Mexico than any other time in U.S. history. Since then, an unprecedented 300,000 unaccompanied minors have been apprehended at the southern border, which Lorenzen Strait joked on the secret recordings has kept him busy.
Well, hell, you know, some of them Border Patrol agents that are letting, that are opening up gates and stuff, they're being paid by the cartels.
Well, here's where they're talking about the money. In early 2021, Lorenzen Strait secured two major deals for DHS and HHS to detain immigrant families and children in hotels and other buildings, respectively. The Washington Examiner was the first to expose the DHS deal, an $87 million contract to San Antonio-based nonprofit group Endeavors. Days later, HHS signed a $530 million deal with Endeavors. Endeavors had never received even a seven-figure contract nor sheltered immigrants and has been awarded $2.1 billion from the Biden administration since 2021.
Wow.
Lorenz Strait pivoted from Endeavors as congressional Republicans launched investigation into Endeavors deals and federal officials outside Congress launched their own reviews. He bragged on camera about having created his own firm, Deepwater Point, that he said he allowed Republicans to believe was his own operation despite running two other entities that were quietly shoring up backdoor deals. Barring him from working on any other of its contracts. Representative Andrew Clyde, Republican for Georgia, was the first lawmaker in Congress to draw attention to the backdoor dealings and said the new revelations were troubling.
It's just like I watched the one video of the Texas farmers. You know, they're pissed too. And the one guy was saying that they count 15 illegals an hour.
Oh, wow.
His side of his ranch. And he said that he feels sorry for the Border Patrol agents that are stationed there because they get sent out on other jobs instead of right there where they're coming in. So that, to me, that's them strategically getting them away so to let these illegals come in.
Yeah.
How you
and
guys
that's
doing
they,
tonight?
Oh, who
hey,
is that?
How you doing, bro?
It's Bianchi. Hey, look, you know they're coming into Texas, and also, what's that town? Cleveland, Texas is a created town. And it's a town of nothing but illegals. And supposedly last year they had 6,000 in the school district. This year they've got over 12,000 kids. But you got some billionaire that's going around the country is building homes for these colonies, and they occupied by illegals. And sooner or later, you're going to have a whole country within the country, the way it's going on.
Yep.
That's this administration's plan, has been from day one. That's why they won't allow us to send our military down on the border.
Well, you know, the states can send theirs down there, and they can protect and keep those people from coming into their state. You know, the Constitution says the federal government is supposed to protect the federal borders, not the state borders.
Sure. But then the federal steps in and says, guess what? You're not getting any money, so guess what? They're not going to send their troops.
Well, you know what? The state should say, guess what? We ain't giving you no money. And you ain't going to get no money from us, whereas we have to depend on you giving it right back. The hell with you.
Right.
That's what they did in the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Yeah, some states say, we ain't doing it. Keep your money.
Yep.
And you know another point, this poor guy that got killed by the FBI in Utah, you heard that, right?
Yeah,
we were just talking about that.
Where's the sheriff? Why come the FBI didn't check in with the sheriff and leave their guns at the sheriff's station, and sheriff deputies could have went out and handled that problem? This man, they say, weighed over 300 pounds on a cane. And another thing, where is the negotiator? Where is the crisis negotiator that they demand that local police have? And then they left the man outside for 2 hours. Hell, in Ferguson, Missouri, when they left Mike Brown's body laying in the street, it caused a big riot.
Yep.
So FBI and IRS should check in with the local sheriff before they come running in, knocking on people's doors. And they should be made to leave their guns at the sheriff's office. Don't we hear all the time, damn, you got too many guns out on the streets.
Yep.
And now they're letting non-citizens be police officers in Illinois.
Yep.
Yeah, in Illinois. I like to see how this gonna work over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that, and I want to see what happens with the real cops, how they feel about it.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, if they didn't have all this George Floyd regulations and rules in place, you could get some good police officers.
Yeah, no doubt.
But that's no kidding, though. That stuff, see, if I think we're beyond the two-minute warrant with the stuff that we're seeing going on. It's coming from every damn place. They after your kids. They want to take your damn stoves, your air conditioners, your lawnmowers. They want to tell you what to eat and drink. They attack your religion, like the FBI is going after the Catholics now. They want your kids. They're attacking you from every angle. Every angle. And we got to fight back.
Yep. And they're allowing these rapists and drug dealers and that are big time crime and murderers out on the street.
Yeah, these prosecutors and these judges. DeSantis kicked one off the Ninth Circuit down there in Florida, a black female, because she wasn't upholding the law,
and she was paid by Soros.
Absolutely. And then she go hollering racism and saying that he's a white supremacist and all that crap. You need to kick her off there.
Of course.
Any of them. They had one in St. Louis, Kim Gardner. They got rid of her because she was telling police officers, among other things, that if they look like what they're shoplifting, they need it, let them go. What kind of crazy stuff is that?
Well, it's just like we've always said. Why are Democrats above the law? What about Cori Bush with the money that she was funneling to her own relatives? She should be kicked the hell out.
Yeah, she should be, but the people that voted for her, they don't give a damn about that. They're ignorant.
Yeah, because they're above the law.
They voted for her because she had a loudspeaker and she was seen out at these BLM rallies and stuff. That's why they voted for her. And she lied. I know her father. She said she stayed on the street, lived in a car with her kids. That's a damn lie. I don't believe that. Her father, I know, his name is Errol Bush. I've been knowing him since the 80s. He wouldn't allow that with his grandkids. So, you know, that's what's going on. Your school's messed up. Some guy told me that they brought in a bunch of Venezuelan family, and where he came from, he was making $40 a month as a biotechnician. Now he's working up here in the United States for $700 a week, but he's illegal. He's not supposed to be working at all.
Yeah, and look at the other DA that's going after Trump in Georgia. Sleeping with gang members and affiliated with gang members.
Well, look at the chairman of the January 6th committee, Benny Thomas, congressperson out of Mississippi. Hell, he was affiliated with a black separatist group called the Republic of New Africa.
Yep.
And they engaged in shootouts with the police and killed a cop. And I understand that all the paperwork from that hearing on January 6th, all the paperwork that was accumulated by that committee has been destroyed. What kind
of
crazy mess is that?
Cover up. That's all that is. That's a cover up.
So these people need to be gotten rid of. And I tell you what, we need to get every damn body that loves the United States, we got to get their butts to the poll. If they got to go to the polls on walkers. And we need to have poll watchers to make sure this stuff is going down right. They need to do away with some of these damn mail-in ballots. They mail out ballots to everybody. That's ridiculous. You're supposed to have a mail-in ballot when you're not going to be around. You'd be out of town or someplace in the hospital, overseas. You're not supposed to mail-in ballots to everybody at an address.
Well,
I don't think.
They send multiple mail-in ballots to individuals. I know somebody that got 10 of them.
Yeah, and look at the ones they keep finding in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bull crap. Did Joe Biden's son need to have his butt in jail?
Yes. But watch what happens the primary. See how full every polling station is going to be because of the illegals.
There needs to be separate ballots. You need to have a ballot with federal candidates and then let the state and local have whatever they want. But no illegal is supposed to be voting federally.
Look at the two Look at the two sailors that just got caught selling secrets to the Chinese. One of which was not even an American citizen, and we allowed him into our ranks.
And you know something else? They need to go back to a public punishment. They need to have public punishment to deter others from thinking along those lines.
Yeah, right on the White House lawn.
They need to lash their butts. Like that one storekeeper there at 7-Eleven, I think he was in New York, when this guy came in and started filling a trash can up with stuff off the shelf, they took the cane in his butt. And now the DA want to look at it and see if they've done something wrong. Well, the man has been in there before shoplifting and stealing.
He's been arrested. He's got a record longer than both my arms.
Who in the hell wants to open up a store? You know, the funny thing about it, that's in a marginalized community, black community. And they always hollering. And I am African-American, so I can say this. They always hollering about food deserts. Well, hell, what do you think help caused that when you have idiots going in there looting and walking out with stuff undeterred? Who wants to open up a store under them damn conditions? Then when your stores in your community are closed, the next thing you want to know do is run out into the suburbs.
Yep. And that's why you got to chase most of these criminals through all the states before you even get them.
That was Obama said anybody that's within 100 miles and 1 inch, that all active pursuits should stop on illegals.
Right. It's crazy. I mean, I just tell you, I don't get how both sides are letting this happen to this country.
They don't give a damn. They want to make money. Look how Hunter Biden is selling his father influence. And you know where that also happens? That happens with the NAACP, where you got companies like Wells Fargo donate $50 million to the NAACP, and then they can come in and run rampant. And if somebody questioned them, where the NAACP stands up and say, oh, leave them alone. They okay. They didn't do that. They was bought off.
Right. Right. And, you know,
so this stuff is going on right under your nose.
What cracks me up is that all these bleeding hearts going out saying, oh, you know, the transgender community, we shouldn't mess with states and allow them to let the kids be whatever sex they want to be. Get out of here. You people are sick in the mind.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, hell, if they want to do that, do it with your own kids. Why are you messing with somebody else's kids? But you know why? Because they don't have no kids. They abort all their babies. They kill their babies.
Right.
They didn't want to go after yours.
Yep.
Like in Ohio, they passed that resolution to change the Constitution on abortion, where you only need 51%, one over half.
I know.
That's very dangerous.
It is. all them messing with the Constitution in any way, shape, or form.
And that's the state Constitution. Abortion issues should be held at the state, not the federal government.
True.
But my goodness, if you're gonna amend the Constitution, you need to have at least 2/3. Hey, not 3/4.
That's what I would think.
So it's a lot of stuff going on that people don't know nothing about.
But then again,
you need to pay attention.
We're the conspiracy theorists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to a point where you're
tired of it.
They won't allow you to express your own thoughts without something coming up.
Well, hell, the FBI is going after Catholics now.
Right.
Huh.
from what I heard.
No. Yes. Yes, they are. But for all the wrong reasons. Instead of going after these pedophile priests, they want to go after the Bible-fearing parishioners and let the priests continue their sodomy and whatever else on children. And that pains me because I was born and raised a Catholic, but I don't practice and I don't agree with their church. Not allowing you, because you come from divorce, not allowing you to baptize your children. Get the hell out of here. But that's another story, and I don't want to get into religion, but they're attacking the religion, and it's not right.
No. But we can preach the Muslim prayer all over Minneapolis 7 times a day, 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Because if you don't, then you're you got a phobia.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what they do. I don't care what anybody says. I'm sorry, but my own opinion, because I've dealt with them for years, I don't trust them.
No, absolutely not.
Well, you know, the police officers that they... with the George Floyd killing, the ones that was they were doing crowd control, they want to imprison them.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, didn't he get he got like 5 years, didn't he?
Yeah, something like that. Hell, he was doing crowd control. What is he supposed to do? Shoot the other guy?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
And some of those videos. What about the cops that were trying to stop that cop from stepping on his neck?
Well, if the people, I hate to see the man get killed. The man was dead anyway. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. If they had used the right justice on him years ago, when he and about four other black males invaded this white female who was pregnant house, ransacked it looking for money. And drugs, looking for money anyway, then steal her van. If he had got the right sentence at that time, he wouldn't been there the day he got killed, probably.
Exactly.
Right. You know, he's out there in the car doing drugs and then going to the store and try to pay some counterfeit money.
And,
you know, people get sick and tired of this stuff.
Getting back to these immigrants, I was reading a story where an MS-13 gang member was just caught on a railroad, on a train.
Well,
and
they're not immigrants, they're illegal aliens.
That's what I meant to say. And this was his fifth time being caught coming across the border.
Yeah, that's like that one lady. I can't remember what show, I just happened to catch it, where this legal Mexican lived in Texas or down there somewhere, and her son was a police officer. And he got run down by an illegal that had been already in prison like 6 times, and he got to spend the night in a U.S. prison and then got deported and kept coming back, and he ended up killing her son. But he just gets a little tap on his hand, and like she said, if it would have been an American that happened with, he'd be in life in prison.
Yep.
And she, being a Mexican herself, she said, I came in legally. Why can't everybody else come in legally?
I've always said that.
Well,
you
know,
I don't have a problem with you coming, but you come here legally.
Exactly.
Well, you know, here's another thing, too. We got people in prison. They need to try to rehabilitate some of these people that want to be rehabilitated and give them and train them for these jobs. They're Americans, at least. Yeah, why you got to take in these illegal aliens children into your school system? You got to create training called English as a Second Language because they can't speak English. And your own American kids need to be had help with their ability to utilize and be able to speak English properly in a business setting. That don't make no sense.
Nope. And that's, you know, and that's the thing that's really pissing a lot of people off.
They allowed to go in your school where you hear people already complaining they don't have enough money per child the way it really supposed to be. And then all of a sudden you bring in and insert some foreigners into the school. What kind of crazy mess is that? Now you got less money for programs because you got to attend to them.
Yep.
Yep.
And not including the thousands of dollars a month they get from the government.
Yeah, no shit. We're getting a lot of Mexicans up here, and when I was helping that one girl at the register, every one of them, their purchases were $300-$400, and $100 bills get whipped out.
Yep.
I was looking at a report says that Mexicans sent over close to $61 billion. Wired $61 billion back home. That's what they're here for, just to work and ride money back home.
Right, but that's not including the money that our government's giving them to live here.
Exactly.
They get all these perks in it. Free medical, cell phones, 3 meals a day.
Yep. Going back at the government, these governors that are allowing them because they're a sanctuary city, instead of crying about it on every open airwave you can think of, go after your politicians. They're the ones that are allowing it to happen. And that was the worst mistake that they could have done, was say, oh, we're a sanctuary city. Huh. You just open your mouth and put your foot right in it. And, you know, but yet we're the non-vaxxers that are told that, oh, you're spreading the disease. No, we're not. It's you vax people because you keep shedding. And number two, you're not doing any tests on these illegals. Because if you were, we wouldn't be having all this different.
And they're not making them get vaccinated either. They don't have to be vaccinated. So why are they pushing it on us?
Population control. Get rid of us to bring in more illegals. That's why I said, you know, They got a clean house. They got a clean house from the top to the bottom in this administration and hold people accountable, which they're not doing.
Right.
I'm tired of the talk. Talk is cheap.
Well, they got these attorneys coaching these illegals on what to say, what to do, where to stay, and all that stuff, how to fill out applications and forms.
Sure.
This thing with them has got completely out of control. Completely out of control.
Yes, sir, it has. Yes, sir, it has.
You got that dumb mayor up there in New York is recommending to people to let them in their house. Put them up in your house. You got extra rooms.
Exactly.
Yep. And that's what cracks me up. He owns apartment complexes in New York. So if he owns apartment complexes, why isn't he opening up his vacancies?
Hell if I know.
What's up, Dr. Phil?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Dr. Phil.
All right. There's my mixed drink specialist right there.
His mixed drink special is Lorna.
Yeah,
Lorna's turning into she's turned into the real alky now.
Yeah, I was a mixed drink specialist last weekend. Yeah. It was a shot of tequila, it was a shot of this, it was a shot of that.
Well, does tequila make your clothes fall off like everyone else?
I believe I had them on, but that hasn't happened.
No, but her legs were up in the air. Her legs were up in the air, though.
Yeah, actually, that is a true story, because I fell on my ass trying to get something out of the cupboard. I was on a stool. And I
she was dancing on the tables, Phil.
Oh, my goodness.
She was dancing on the tables. That's why she fell.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Just imagine if there was a pole involved.
Imagine if there was a video involved.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get Rich to send it to me.
Blackmail is in the air.
Good luck.
Is Chaplin on tonight?
No, Phil.
No.
Hey, what's up, buddy? No, he's not.
Have you
I heard somebody.
How's it going since you're right there on that Texas border?
Well, the immigration really doesn't affect us much here. I live like 1 mile away from the border, and most of these people, they try to get as far north as possible as they can, so they don't stick around here in the town where I'm at.
That's what my brother in California does too.
Yeah, they do come through here, but the thing is, as soon as they get across the bridge, they go right to the bus station, which is waiting right at the border. There's a bus there, and the bus buses them out of here. So that's, well, you know, what do you know?
Yeah, my brother lives down by Tijuana on the state side, and they never have any problems there.
Yeah, I think me and Bobby's been to TJ before.
Oh,
I've been
there quite a few times.
I was here 3 times.
But yeah, man. So the only thing is we got actually more people who are homeless out on the streets here than we do the illegals crossing. The illegals crossing, like I said, they get the hell out of Dodge and they run up north or they hop on the bus, so they don't really, you know, affect us too much. Now, before all of this stuff where Biden was busing and the governor of Texas was busing them out of here, the real legitimate people who were, like, you know, crossing illegally, I'm calling them legitimate, it's just because a lot of these people who are crossing from Mexico have families up in America, and they actually have jobs, and they'll go home, and then they'll sneak across again, go back up and work, and send their money home. But sometimes they'll come through the neighborhood, they'll come up to me and they'll ask me for a ride somewhere, or they'll ask me for something to drink or something to eat. But they're not violent. Not the normals. Not the normals. These people are crossing now are normal. So that's is a whole different, the last like 3 years has been a whole different world over here. Well, we don't.
So, yeah,
we lock our doors. We got the cameras rolling.
That, and we got to worry about the Chinese and the Russians that are also sneaking across.
They need to put a surtax on remittances. Any remittances going out of the country, they need to start putting a surtax on.
Sure. But that'll only go
a surtax
in pocket.
Yeah, and he just put a surtax on it and use the surtax to train people here in the United States.
Right. It's like I said earlier, I know you guys weren't on, but that big announcement he made down here in North Carolina about the manufacturing of electric buses. They just went filed for bankruptcy.
You know what I don't understand is, you know, all of the dots are connected, and okay, so Biden came into office after being the vice president, had all those connections with Ukraine and the Russian and the oils. He came in, the first thing he did was shut down that pipeline that was gonna, that, you know, was gonna make America totally and he's been drawing royalties off of the oil that I guess Russia and Ukraine are selling. Russia wants Ukraine so they can make their pipeline go to the Ukrainian shores to ship it out. And so okay, all right, so now we got them connected. And we know why he did all of those things about the pipeline, and we know he's connected to China. And so why can't he do anything?
Yep. And in your own opinion, who do you think blew up? Trump? Not Trump. Not Trump. It was under the Biden administration because it was only a few months ago.
No, I'm just kidding.
And that's another thing. And somebody's getting chewed up by the dogs. That's another thing too. He closed them pipelines down. But see, here's the thing too. He just opened up an area in Alaska called Willow Project. Now, there's no place in the Constitution that says that the federal government is supposed to own land except for a few things. Magazines, forts, ports, or something along that line. Then it has to be by the express okay of the legislature of the state. Now, that project in Alaska is going to reach the federal government anywhere from $14 to $17 billion in fees. That money should go to the state of Alaska. The money that they collect on fees in Texas, that should be the state of Texas, not going to the federal government. They're not supposed to own land like that. And that needs to stop. Let's think, if you had an extra $14 billion in your state budget, that could go toward the people, rather than going toward Ukraine and other places like that.
Right. I never agreed with the way that they're just pumping out money and weapons over there.
Well, not just that. Okay, so look at all the illegals in our country. Who's footing the bill for those folks? We are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the money, the money that they're spending on foreign countries and the money that they're spending on these, what they're calling refugees, all of that money, if they actually returned any of that to the American people, everyone in the United States could be a millionaire.
Yep.
Well, hell yeah! Look what each, look what every citizen owed toward the debt, over 200 and some odd thousand dollars.
Yep.
I know I don't have that money. I don't know. I don't have that money. Even if everybody did, hell, they're running right back up as soon as they can.
Sure.
Get more. The more they give you, the more they want.
Well, no, they're taking more and more from us and giving away to everyone else. Our property taxes are going up. Price of fuel's going up. Price of the electricity or the price of heating or cooling our homes are going up. The price of the groceries are going up. Our salaries are going down. And they're taking more of our tax money out of our salaries so they can put their bills. And so what do you do, man? There's no one that's going to go out there and defend us. Oh, yeah. We've known Biden's been crooked from day fucking one. Well, back when they impeached Trump the first time for accusing Biden of that shit. And they've known from day one. But they're all...
That's their objective, though, Phil. Everything that the Democrats are doing and saying about Trump, they're doing it.
I think the only solution to the problem that we have now, if we don't get a Republican back in office this year, well, in 24, that can actually, a real Republican that's going to make a fucking difference and not be afraid of the swamp. If we don't get one back in, I think the only solution to our problems right now is going to be civil war. That's my opinion.
Sure. Yep, and that's the route it's starting to go.
And that's exactly how it happened in England. Way back when. They called it taxation without representation.
Well, they're trying to have a convention of states, Article 5, and control the term limit of Congress people, allow them 9 terms, that'll be 18 years, allow U.S. senators 3 terms, that'll be 18 years. And that's it. No one person can serve more than 24 years. Hell, if that's the case, Joe Biden would have been kicked out twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them old-timers be out of there.
Yeah,
they want to curtail the spending, Congress spending, borrowing money. That's what caused inflation to go up. When inflation go up, then you got the Federal Reserve want to increase the interest rate that you going to pay on goods like automobiles and homes. So it's a catch-22.
Yes, sir.
They want to curtail the overreach of the federal government, like I made mention, when it comes down to owning state land. That land of the state got to go back to the states or lease it to the federal government. Don't give them nothing. Don't sell them. Lease it to them.
Right.
Now, if that don't work, well, you know what the rest is going to be.
Well, it's just like that old saying, you know, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
You know, can I ask you guys a question, your opinion on something? You hear that China and North Korea and Russia, they're gearing up for a possible war, and they're saying it's because Biden is weak right now or whatever. But do you think that if Biden's in cahoots with all of those countries and they're making a killing, and they do elect a Republican president who's going to put an end to it, that's when the war is going to occur, because the Republicans are going to try to stop them from making all that money that they're making.
Yes.
Because if the Democrats aren't in control, those guys have free range, those countries. But once the Democrats lose control, I think the reason that they're gearing up for war is just in case the Democrats do lose control.
I thought the same thing, Phil.
You think so? Yeah. I'm wondering.
I thought the same thing.
But if you get a businessman in there, if you get a businessman in there like Trump, he can make negotiation deals where those guys are going to be happy and we're going to be happy. Right now, they're just puppeting fucking Biden around because he has no power. And he sold our country. I think he's a puppet. But the Democrats are cleaning up and getting rich off of the Russian oil.
Sure.
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Yes. Hey.
Hello.
I was just, I think the main snake of the head of the snake is, I think, the corporate de facto Biden, he's not in charge of anything. But the head of the snake that controls everything is really the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel. And there's many ways to restore, sound money to our system, our monetary system. And we have to declare the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 unconstitutional, repeal it, and then return the purchasing power to the people, which is, to the United States Treasury's office. And, they don't have to print dollars. The gold has already been taken from the Vatican. Okay, Trump did that, I think, in 2018. All the gold has been removed from the Vatican. So, where it is now, I don't know, but who knows. But the fact of the matter is that the gold, we can use gold coins and have sound money, like the Constitution says we're supposed to. And that's the only way you're going to restore honesty.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
what do you say,
well
Joe Gibson?
How you doing there, Mr. Bianchi? How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. That's good. I missed you the other night on my. Were you? Did you call in on my podcast? I don't know if you called in or not. I forgot.
No, I wasn't. But wasn't it deplorable how the FBI killed that man in Utah?
Yes, disgusting. Disgusting. And just another show of force, and it shows what they can do. We're enemy combatants. The Patriot Act says that. So that's what we are anyway. And they will use us that way. And it's absolutely disgusting.
My question is where in the hell was the sheriff at?
Exactly.
They shouldn't be coming into a jurisdiction doing that. They shouldn't.
I know.
The sheriff needs to stop them.
Was there a constitutional sheriff there in that vicinity? That'd be something I'd like to look up. And if there was,
But I remember when I was in grade school, they said it was a federal law. It was against the law to make a threat on the United States president. And so I can understand why the federal law enforcement would try to pursue that. But for them just to go in there and kill the guy, I wasn't there. I don't know. So I can understand why it was federal law enforcement.
Well, I like it. I like it in a way.
Yeah.
You want to know why? I'm going to tell you right now, it gives a wake-up call to everybody out there. So when they come for you, you know what time it is. You know what you got to do. You don't surrender. Maybe we'll start fighting back. Maybe some people start fighting back, because enough is enough.
But most of us are pretty intelligent, don't you think? We're not going to ask them to come for us. That guy was putting it out there all over the place, and he was begging them to come for him.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the difference. If you were going to kill the president, you're not going to tell your entire social media network. Just fucking do it.
I don't plan on it. Yeah, I don't plan on it. That'd be a waste of time. Why bother? I would
never think
of that.
And if you were going to do something that heinous, don't give no warning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the guy wanted to be famous.
That's when we first started talking about that situation tonight on here. I said the same thing. It was all fishy. It's fishy to me of how they did that and why they did it the way they did.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The IRS didn't come knocking on your door. You tell them you got to call, bring a sheriff. The hell with it. Simple as that.
Well, the guy weighed, 400 pounds?
And what was the crisis intervention like they want to impose on local police?
Yeah. Well, I figure he can't get up out of bed or out of the chair. You know? I mean, so when they knock, he's going to take time. I mean, you know, so it's just, you know, but the, I mean, why couldn't they get him when he left the house? You know, when he go, he was a member of a church. Why not when he goes to church or something? You know, get him when he walks out. Why do you got to charge the house? What did they get him with, a tank? Did they get him with a tank, too? I mean, you know, just going, you know, why do you got to do all that? Why do all this? It makes no sense. Well, it does make sense, but it just doesn't make sense to the Constitution if we were under the Constitution, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's right. It's one of the Democratic favorite words. It's called optics.
Yeah.
You threaten our president, we're going to kill you. That's just the way, that's the optic of it.
Yeah, what happened to Madonna when Madonna threatened to blow up the White House? What happened to all these other woke people when they were threatening to kill Trump? What happened? Why weren't they arrested? Why didn't this happen that way? You know?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
It's because the Democratic Party was not afraid of losing their position in government. Now they're afraid. They're afraid that the Republicans have a really good chance of taking over. And so they're going to do everything that they can to preserve their position in power. What about this Garland guy? I mean, how crooked can you fucking be?
Well,
He's a damn whip.
If they, if the Republicans get back in control and if Trump is reelected, which I think he will be, okay, what, if he doesn't clean house and if he doesn't do what he said he's going to do, what are we going to do then? What are we going to do? We got to hold them accountable.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. When you have your U.S. Attorney General not doing what he's supposed to do, then the states are supposed to step in.
Yes.
The states are supposed to step in, but they don't do it.
I really believe the states should be self-governed. I mean, Texas wants to be. We're trying to be. But the federal government keeps trying to bully us. And you know,
the power lies within the states. I don't know how they got this shit turned around backwards. I'm not no constitutional lawyer. Hell, I can read and figure that much out. Hell, Ray Charles could do it. The federal government really don't have no enforcement powers. The courts don't have no enforcement powers.
Well, the Democrats actually believe that the federal government is in charge of the states. They actually believe that. I was on a liberal show last night debating a liberal guy and his wacky crowd that he had on there that just wanted to eat me up and kill me. I mean, they couldn't stand me. They honestly all believe that we don't have the right to carry guns. They honestly believe this. The Second Amendment doesn't believe that we have the right to carry guns. They believe that the states don't have any rights, any authority whatsoever, that the federal government rules all. I mean, they actually believe this stuff.
It was the states that created the federal government. The federal government was created by the states. They get their power from the states. I mean, common sense, duh. You got a congressperson that's elected in state districts. The people in that state district vote for not only state representation, but they also vote for that particular congressperson that comes out of that state district. It may be one, it may be two, it may be three. I mean, that's simple reasoning.
But you're correct. But what you forget is that the original idea was that, but now once they get there, if they are legit, then they're going to be pushed aside because the federal government now believes that they own the country. So if you're a state representative and you don't play ball, you get pushed aside and your vote really doesn't count.
They are very
well. State representatives are term limited, unlike Congress people are.
Yeah, but what you were saying earlier about the war with China and everything in Taiwan and stuff like that—that I believe that they're going to try to orchestrate something that's going to create something where they're going to try to suspend the elections, or they're just not going to allow Trump to run. They're really going to pull something. There's just no way they're going to allow these elections to go down.
They're already trying that because they have his court date on 2024, what is it, Bobby, that it said? January
2nd. January 2nd or 4th. Yeah, something like that. But, you know, the other thing, don't put it, you know, you saw how they assassinated basically the guy who threatened Biden, right? You think they're going to assassinate Trump as a threat?
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them. I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, they're very corrupt. They're dirty.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
like I said earlier, all the dirt that they're trying to bring up on him, they can't find nothing. So they're making shit up.
No. Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're making it up. And the thing of it is, yeah, it's crazy. And the thing of it is, he's immune from all this prosecution. He's a former president. He was the president when this happened, especially with those files. Come on. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
Thank you. Yes,
but there's nobody that's going to can put an end to this. That's the problem. The only way they're going to put an end to this is another fucking resurrection or a civil war. Until somebody in charge gets in and reinstates our Constitution, because right now we have no Constitution. And the American people, right now, we have no constitutional rights whatsoever as an American person. We have become the slaves of yesterday to the Democratic Party. We are now slaves, all of us, every single one.
Yeah, you have no rights. I tried to go to federal court. When you go to federal court, the first thing they do, they will always do that, what they did to Trump, no standing. You have no standing. You know, you have a failure to state a claim or something like that. You know, they don't even let you get into court.
Yeah. That's why I'm not allowed back in the Congress. I was thrown out a long time ago.
This is just ridiculous. I mean, the Republic has been really restored.
Speak the truth.
Yeah. The Republic really has been restored. It's just that the people have not filled the seats or have stood up and done what they're supposed to do, because we have so many of these zombies running around that just, you know, these woke idiots, these Marxist communists that are in power also, that are supposed to be representing us, especially in the cities. And then you have these minority groups, I hate to say it, but that's what is the truth, that, you know, they can't stand Donald Trump. They hate him. He's a racist. That's all I heard last night on the podcast or the show, that Trump's a racist, and I'm a racist for supporting him. You know, so, I mean, it's just the game they play.
Yep.
We're all racist.
What podcast do you run?
I do Restoring Our Republic on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, cool. I'm going to check you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday.
Awesome.
Is this on the Blog Talk, or where's it at?
Yeah. It's on Blog Talk, Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Whose show was it?
Hey, Bobby. Get his website and put it on the defenders and so we can find him.
If you could shoot me an email or something.
Or you want me to put it in the chat room?
I got the chat room right here.
Put it up right
but
now.
Put it on there.
This way we can find. That's a good idea, because this way I can broadcast you on our in our group.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, and you know, and maybe we could, you know, since we're talking same, maybe we get some credit with you too, you know.
Oh yeah. No, I've been trying to unite the podcasters out here across Blog Talk Radio and other platforms to have one voice, to try to unite and talk about these talking points and push them and shove them down everybody's throat and try to make a strong enough voice. Like, if we all united and used our voice as one, just at least one time a week, just imagine the power we can have.
I'm beginning to lose faith in the power of the people. I think the power lies with
the
money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. It does, but there's still some good people out there that are wanting change, and there's a lot of people that just don't take part in the Internet anymore because of what happened on January 6th.
And you can't blame them, right?
No, I don't blame them at all. I foresaw that coming. I knew what was going down that day. I was told to go, you know, they said, hey, you coming? No, hell no, I'm not going up there. I knew what was going down, you know, so, hey, and I knew there was provocateurs in there. It's the same thing that happened, you know, I knew about Charlottesville when that nonsense was going down. I remember when that was getting ready to go down, you know, so stay away, just stay away, because, you know, if everyone's broadcasting it to certain people, somebody's going to rat them out, you know, and you know the provocateurs are going to be in there, so you might as well just stay away.
Yep. Well, almost 1,200 arrests from that January 6th incident.
Yeah.
But Washington, D.C. still has one of the highest murder capital rates. Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Bullshit. It's bullshit.
And political prisoners. They are political prisoners, those men and women that are being held because of what happened that day. I mean, it's absolute ridiculousness. I mean, I never thought I'd see that in my, at least this soon, where I would see that much control over the people. Because I was a part of the militia community in the early 90s, and I just never thought that, you know, it would get this bad.
Well, I have a kind of unrelated question about current events. Because I'm not up to date on what's going on, but why have we sent so many troops over there? Because what's going on with Iran attacking boats or something like that?
Well, they've been doing that for years. You know, they single out our vessels or even our military ships, and they attack our ships, and we do nothing. Oh yeah, they attack
our
ships too. Yeah, they have over the years. Oh yeah,
is that why we send all the? Is that why we just sent all those troops over there, because they're attacking our ships, or because we're going to try to protect our oil ships?
To be honest with you, I don't see. I mean, why they sent them over there, I don't know. Obviously,
yeah.
Well, I do. I mean, it's because of what you just said. It's just that why have they waited so long to do it? You know, it makes me. I just don't understand why they're doing it now.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You know,
they're saying, like, the headlines are saying they sent 6,000 troops, I guess mostly Navy and Marine, over there because Iran has been attacking ships. But they didn't say whose ships or what ships.
Yeah,
so now who are
we
defending?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to provoke Iran too. You know, the New World Order. These people with the Vatican and the Israel and the Zionist movement. That they're trying to provoke Iran. And which I don't like Iran. I mean, I don't like them anyway. But I'm just saying. But still, they shouldn't be provoked and you know, false flagged into something.
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned about it because we know Iran has nukes.
Yeah, well, no, they don't have nukes yet. They're close. You know, they have the capability, I think, but they haven't developed any. They have nuclear reactors.
Well, I hope not. But
Israel won't allow them to have a nuclear weapon. Israel will attack them as soon as they are able to have the capability of launching a nuclear weapon. They've promised they will do that, and their military don't lie.
But why can't Israel take care of the problem about them attacking the ships? Why do we have to go to police them?
I know. Well, it has to do with foreign policy and our treaties, you know, with Israel and whatnot. You know, and plus they are attacking our cargo ships too. So, you know, that water space.
And I bet our cargo ships that they're attacking are either going to be filled with Biden's oil or they're going to be filled with stuff that might be going to, like, Ukraine, maybe. But, you know, that information's not out there. They're not saying what ships they're attacking and what's the need for it. And they're putting our sailors and our Marines in harm's way because of somebody's fucking political agenda, which that's been, like, every single war that we've ever been involved with was someone's political agenda.
Yeah. What worries me is that they're diverting our troops someplace else because they want to do something here, too.
Yep. You know? And then hopefully,
that goes back to what I said earlier too, is you know, Chinese, Russian, and Muslims coming across that border, how many of them are plants?
Well, why do we got Chinese nationals in our Navy giving away secrets?
Yeah, that aren't even American citizens.
How do they even get, confidential classification or a secret classification to have access to that information? I remember when I was in the Navy, all the Filipinos had to be cooks because they could not get a security clearance.
Right.
But now they're giving Chinese people security clearance, even though they have, maybe they're Americans, but maybe, you know, they have Chinese nationals in their family.
No, they just said the one sailor isn't even an American citizen yet.
How do you get access to the classified info?
How the hell do you get in the military?
I say this, you know, again, I think that's very dangerous. It's spreading our military thin as it's already spread. But look at what they have already, these illegals crossing the border, and they're having these people sign up to be, work as police officers, the National Guard. I mean, what the hell's up with that? Because, look, the illegals won't have no problem kicking our heads in when they, crashing down our doors and killing us, you know, or rounding us up,
right,
or whatever they got to do.
Well, I just hope that all those 6,000
exactly right
sailors and Marines, that I hope that all the 6,000 sailors and Marines that they sent over there to defend shipping from Iran are part of that LGBT community that the military is starting to support. No offense, I mean, when I was in the Navy, there was plenty of LGBTQ people in the Navy at that time, way back when, but it was like, you know, don't ask, don't
quiet
tell.
Yeah, but, don't ask, don't
now,
tell, yeah.
But now it's like, I'm going to show up to work with my wig on. Just as long as it's off your collar, sailor, that's all that matters.
Well, look at this thing funny down in, did you hear about that down in Alabama, the fight that broke out down there on the docks there?
On that boardwalk?
Yeah. Crazy.
You know, and I'm okay with LGBTQ people being in the military. No problem with it. Like, the military doesn't have to change their, you know, their rules. The UCMJ should apply to anyone, no matter what you claim yourself to be, you know?
Yeah.
Who cares? Oh, you can't use the men's head because you're not a man. Oh, well.
I don't like the men
participating
in women's sports.
Two-minute warning.
Oh, man, I was just kidding.
Before
we
get cut off.
This.
Yeah, I was too.
Hey,
thank
you guys for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And like I said, I will definitely put your show out on our group.
Billy,
and
Bobby,
I'll definitely be calling in there.
Hey,
and I appreciate everybody that.
Yeah, let me put
this
call
tonight
in number. I forgot to put the call in number.
Hey, brother.
Put the call
brother,
in number.
Brother, Bobby. Bobby, tell us who we are, man. Where's your little advertisement?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm the general of the Defender 7.
Okay. All right.
What's our point? I mean, what's the point?
We're an American humanitarian patriot group, not a militia, and we're in all 50 states. We're trying to build sectors, trying to get officers. We do have
you
a
guys
website,
in North Carolina?
But it's all lowercase letters.
Yeah, they might be here.
Hey, remember that first moment?
Again, I appreciate it, Joseph. I appreciate you guys all hanging in here with us tonight. God bless y'all. And
yes,
this concludes our
you.
Our show. Thank you.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. Love you, Lorna.
Good night. Bye.